to take it into our lives and to Lord, experience change and in ways in which we converse with one another or in relationships that we have with one another. Lord, may we gather something here this morning that helps us, that grows us to be more like your son, Jesus. And we first thank you, God, and we pray your blessing on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Steady and unchanging, your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. You'd reign in me again, Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again?
Over every thought, over every word, may my life
you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again,
reign in me, reign in your power
over all my dreams. In my darkest you reign in me again.
So won't you reign in me again?
Blessed be your name. Where streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed
blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all that it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. In need, you lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Strong deliverer, you are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak, you comfort those in need. Lift us up on wings like eagles.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols.
Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
We bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols.
Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
You may be seated. Couple things we want to do. This has been a very difficult week in terms of trying to decide how to be wise, how to be discerning, what's a reaction, what's an overreaction, all those kind of things. And one of the difficult decisions that was made this week is that our Mexico team just decided it was wise not to go to Mexico. That this is a very difficult decision for them, and they've agonized over it. And so today I want to pray for them and this their families. Also, down in Mexico is a grandmother and her daughter and kids, and they were waiting for a house. Materials down there, and so we want to ask the Lord just to take care of that. And our Lord can do that. But I want to pray for our team as well, as I know this was a very difficult decision for them. Also, Youth Unlimited had another Mexico team going, and they also have decided not to go. And so we want to pray for them as well. Now, Youth Unlimited also has a trip going to Vancouver, and that's right now in discussion and discernment. Aiden and Naomi are the two that were going from our church, right? And so we want to pray for them as well. So would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, sometimes we don't know the future and the plans that you have and the events that will impact us. In faith, we set out for these mission trips, and you knew the future, but even in that journey, you blessed us in so many different ways. I watched our Mexico team grow together and wrestle together and be ministered to each other, and I asked that you would be with them with this loss, because it is a loss. But you'd also give them a faith that this grandmother and her daughter and the children that are together would have a home. We've already sent those materials ahead, Lord, and so we'd ask that you would call up some people down there who have the skills and the abilities to put that all together on our behalf, and we trust that you would do that. I just want to thank you, Lord, for each one who took part in it, and whether it was raising funds or coming to fundraisers or even preparing, we'd ask a blessing on them. I would ask the same blessing on the Youth Unlimited Mexico team, and I know there's as much disappointment there. And I would ask that you would just be with them as they work through the emotion of that. We'd ask that you would be with Jarrell and his leadership team as they struggle through what to do with the Vancouver trip. We ask your protection on them if they do go. We'd also ask that if it's just not wise, that you would make it clear. Lord, we're in a time and a place where lots of emotion is flying, lots of confusion is going around, lots of opinions are being shared. And I would ask that you would help us as a people not to be reactive, but also to be responsive. Not to just throw things away or suddenly hide from the world. On the other hand, I would ask that we would just be responsive to those in need, that we would pick up those who are struggling with fear, and that we would recognize it in ourselves even and go to you for strength, not to the things of this world. Lord, we have government medical workers. We have doctors and nurses. We have political leaders and government employees all wrestling with what to do and how to do it. We have pressures coming from not only beyond our provincial borders, but beyond our country, all over the world, trying to figure out how to respond to this. Help us not to under-respond, help us also how not to turn this into an emotional pandemic rather than a flu pandemic. I would ask that you would help people find in the midst of this that you are the place to go. And I would ask that you would just help us to be as wise as people as we can, even in this church, as we make decisions in these next days. I know for me, it hasn't been an easy week trying to decide what we do and what we don't do, and whether we meet and whether we don't meet. And I'd ask that you'd keep us wise and in touch with you. We ask that you'd help us to respect the authorities you've given us and to give them honor. In all these things, Lord, may we find you as our strength. I'd ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.